noted that Allama Amini has been regarded as a personality to whom many authorities have been attracted, both Muslim and non-Muslim. I don't say, well, I mean, both Shia and non-Shia, no, both Muslim and non-Muslim.
Allama Amini was an extraordinary scholar who never agreed on a little things, even when you look at the book Al-Ghadir, and he has other books as well. So it shows his devotion towards Islam, how sincere he was, and how much he was very much involved in the knowledge and learning the knowledge.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm Atta, the host of this program. In this episode, we want to talk about Allama Abdul Hussein Amini, the great author of the book Al-Ghadir. With me in the studio are two guest speakers, two experts, one from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, and another, a faculty member of the University of Qom, Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome, and Dr. Fakhr Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Today, we want to talk about another outstanding achievement of the late Allama Abdul Hussein Amini, and that is the foundation of Amir al-Mu'mineen Library in the city of Najaf. Dr. Fakhr Rouhani, we know that we had great scholars, we can say, especially in contemporary time, which dedicated their lives to collecting the manuscripts and founding the libraries on the Islamic books and the Shia resources, and really are the source of benefit nowadays for so many other researchers and scholars, both Muslims and non-Muslims. For sure, Amir al-Mu'mineen Library, beside Ayatollah Marashi Najafi's library in the city of Qom, are two great, outstanding libraries. But let's dedicate this discussion, I mean this episode, to Amir al-Mu'mineen Library. Why Amir al-Mu'mineen Library is regarded as one of the greatest Islamic libraries all across the world of Islam, brother?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The point is that Allama Amini, because of his being in close contact with the leading libraries in various countries, he felt it very much necessary to found a great library on a par with major libraries he visited here and there in the world for the city of Najaf. It doesn't mean that Najaf was absolutely without any library. No, there were some small libraries in Najaf. For example, the Hosseiniyye of the people of Shushtar in Najaf had a library, a very small library.
Okay.
Or some leading scholars over there had their own private collections.
Private collections, okay? That's right.
However, the city of Najaf was in need, or was very much in need of having a good library of itself, so that, okay, when scholars from here and there would travel to Najaf, okay, they would have, I mean, a place for not only finding the desired books, but also a place, I mean, as the academic rendezvous to meet each other over there. Okay? And Allama Amini's initial project regarding his library wasn't a library, it was like a research institute over there. Okay? However, because of, I mean, many financial shortcomings or other problems, and mainly the problems posed by the Ba'athist regime in Iraq for Shia ulama, and especially those who were originally Iranian, Allama Amini didn't find the right facility to develop as well as he anticipated it
to be.
Okay.
This was my next question. Most of the research time of Allama Amini was passed during the Ba'ath regime, in Iraq. And I think that was really difficult for him to, I mean, tolerate the atmosphere over there.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Allama Amini passed away in Tehran. Mm-hmm. Okay, when he died in Tehran, okay, his children wanted to take his body to Najaf, to the library, for burial.
Okay.
However, the Ba'athist regime, okay, never issued an entry visa for the body of Allama Amini to be taken to Najaf.
Oh.
Okay, and because of this, Allama Amini's body was taken to a hospital in Tehran, okay, in the cold storage over there,
okay?
Until the Iraqi ambassador to Tehran at that time, okay, received a permission from Baghdad that Allama Amini's body, I mean, was permitted to be taken to Najaf. Okay, yes. If you want to review the, I mean, the cultural crimes of Ba'athist regimes, I think several, I mean, programs should be made regarding the cultural crimes of the Ba'athist regimes.
Thank you
regarding Shia, I mean, sequels over there.
Thank you very much, Dr. Fakhrani. I will get back to you regarding Amir al-Mu'mineen Library, how many books are there and in what languages. But Said Mohsen, for now, this sunnah of, we can say, establishing library or having a research center for the ulama at that time is really beautiful. And one of the, I think, was one of the innovations of Allama Amini on that time too. I mean, for the coming generations, and we know that the following generations are benefiting from this resource nowadays in Najaf. So many of the, we can say, houses, students over there are benefiting from the manuscripts for the research projects. Talk a little bit about the sunnah, I mean, this tradition of the library thing for us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Obviously, such a thing cannot be done by a person who has not bear the hardness of collecting knowledge or going after knowledge or
That's
collecting
right.
books.
Okay.
It is only can be done by a person who have spent his whole life in struggling for books, in struggling for the knowledge, in order to know something, in order to find something. And this struggling, obviously, there is a pain in it, there is hardship in it. And for his next generation, he does not want this to be done. Obviously, he knows, he himself knows that how much time was wasted in traveling, for
That's
example.
Right.
Like when he was traveling from Iraq to India, for example, how many days he spent on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really suffering because of this time which is wasted in the in the journey.
Okay.
And that's what he did not want it for the rest of people. For example, about Allama Marashi or the Allama Amini, they both obviously, when we look at their libraries, it shows us like how much obviously they give importance to this, number one. Number two, when we say Najaf is the city of knowledge, because of Imam Ali alayhi salam, there should be a library which should be the center of all, we can say like, which has all the resources from the Islam. That if
That's right.
a person enters the city of knowledge, he should have a place where he can refer to the
mm-hmm.
knowledge.
That's right.
So this was another idea
okay.
behind him. And that's why he made that big library in the Najaf as a source of knowledge, for example, for the scholars who
okay.
want to do research.
Yes.
And yes, it is very true, and we can...
Have you ever yourself visited?
No.
No?
Because I visited
okay.
Iraq in Arba'een, and it's too
crowded.
Okay. And
crowded.
Obviously
yes.
it's overcrowded.
Okay. Where is it exactly located, Dr. Fakhrani? In Shahr al-Rasul?
In Shahr al-Rasul, in a small alley called Suq al-Huwaysh. Very narrow but long way.
Okay.
On both sides you find bookshops and representative of leading publishers in the whole Arab world.
Okay. Uh-huh.
When you enter that way, that lane.
I mean, that's the book market?
Yes. Yes.
That's a book market of Najaf.
Yes.
Okay.
When you leave Imam Ali's Qibla Shrine,
okay,
it's located on your right hand,
uh-huh.
okay, and when you enter the lane, okay, if I'm not mistaken, the fifth or the sixth, I mean, narrow street
okay.
on the left side, okay?
Okay?
When you enter it, the library is just in front
so
of you.
It's after Ayatollah Sistani's office.
No, Ayatollah Sistani's office is on the other hand of
yes.
the Shahr al-Rasul. When you leave Imam Ali's shrine on the Qibla gate,
okay?
Ayatollah Sistani's house is on the left side,
okay.
the library is on the right side.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And the tomb of Ayatollah Amini is over there too?
Yes, exactly
okay.
in the same library.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes.
And
so
I think it's before the next checkpoint. There are two
yes,
checkpoints.
Yes.
Okay.
It's before. It's
right.
in between. So,
yes. so everyone who visits the tomb of Allama Amini can visit the shrine. Can
the
visit
library.
The library too.
Library.
And
yes.
is the library open for everyone? Is it a public library? I mean,
it used to be so. No, it used to be.
The
so.
Manuscripts are precious.
No, the manuscripts are kept in the basement.
Okay.
In a special place.
Have you ever
basement.
Visited yourself over there?
Yes.
The manuscripts?
Yes.
So, and how did
Sorry,
you find
I should like to say that
okay.
I had the opportunity of paying pilgrimage to the handwriting of Allama Amini several times.
Oh.
Yes.
Handwriting of himself?
Yes. To pay pilgrimage to the handwritings of Allama. Okay.
In Arabic?
Yes.
And was it beautiful, his handwriting?
Yes, yes, very beautiful.
So, and Al-Ghadir was written in handwritten and then typed
yes,
into?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And Al-Ghadir received two major editions. So the first edition was published in 9 volumes. And this 11 edition, okay, is in fact, is the second edition, the second and the revised edition.
The revised edition?
Yes.
Revised by a scholar?
No, revised by Allama Amini himself.
By Allama Amini himself?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the first edition had some misprints and typos.
Oh, and all of them were handwritten?
Initially, yes.
Initial handwritten and then checked it. What about the English translation or the Farsi translation?
So far as I know, I haven't seen any English translation of Allama Amini.
Really?
Yes, I haven't seen. But so far as I know, the Iraqi Shia scholars, the late Dr. Safa Khulusi, who was a great figure in translation studies, devoted his PhD dissertation at the University of London to Al-Ghadir. And, I mean, its theme is concerned with the seminal role of Shias in the development of Arabic literature. It was entirely based on the first volume of Al-Ghadir. And when Dr. Safa Khulusi was developing his doctoral dissertation at the University of London, he used to come to Iraq to visit Allama Amini and his resources quite a lot of times.
And what a misfortune not to translate. And what a misfortune not to translate
Let me have
English.
There is a problem in it.
Okay, the issue is
we have some people who are translating it in Urdu language. And they could, I think, translate 5 volumes of the Urdu. The main problem is the literature. You know, when you're translating, you can translate a book very easily.
Okay.
Yes.
But the poetry cannot be transferred. Obviously, an ordinary person, or it needs really, you know...
A poet himself
who can understand, like, how it was written. And, you know, generally translating a script... a statement, a hadith or a Quranic or these things are very easy.
Easier.
And it's obviously 11 volumes, so it needs really
a teamwork.
A teamwork,
it
yes.
It needs a teamwork to translate. And Allama Amini himself was a team, I think.
I think there is the translation which I saw, that team who was working on it, they had a discussion like to translate the poetry, the Arabic poetry into the Urdu poetry.
Oh.
So they were after this as well.
Okay.
So there are many things that are happening. Yes. They're going on. But obviously, until they reach to the, obviously, its final point, we cannot...
But in English, is still no valuable English.
Let me tell you
very
something,
good.
Yes. So far as I know, there have been several Persian abridged editions of Al-Ghadir. Abridgments. Okay?
Yes.
I can say that... I mean, I'm 100% sure that there hasn't been any abridged edition of Al-Ghadir unless I found it, read it.
Okay.
The best abridged edition of Al-Ghadir is the one done by the sons of Allama Amini, because they were aware and they were together with the father, Allama Amini, who was developing Al-Ghadir.
Yes.
This abridged edition done by, the sons of Allama Amini, it was translated into English. This abridged edition was translated into English.
Yes.
But unfortunately, the translation is really awful.
The quality is not good,
Yes, full of mistakes.
Full of mistakes,
Unfortunately.
When you search the Google for the English translation of Al-Ghadir, you find nothing.
Yes.
I mean, the only thing is a summary.
It's not been published yet.
Yeah, it has not been done yet, I think. And this is really a misfortune, I think, for the Islamic world and the Shia world, you kind of not to have the translation of this, not only in English, but in different languages, but in English still we cannot see. And I hope and I wish and I pray that one day the English translation, the good quality English translation will be done.
Some people suggested me to translate Al-Ghadir, but I said to them that, apart from Quranic verses and hadiths, how would you go about translating a very noble Arabic poetry, when you translate a poem from one language into another language, nothing exists, nothing remains, everything is lost.
Okay, that's all right.
Yes.
I hope that Dr. Farhwani, one day you would do that, isn't it? The English translation.
I guess it must be in the own project.
It would be really difficult, But now, for those listeners who want to be more familiar with Allama Amini in English language, I really invite them to read out your book, Dr. Fakhr Rouhani, Devoted to the Truth, Allama Amini, the author of Al-Ghadir, written by Dr. Mohammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani and published by The Sun Behind the Clouds publication. This is really a good book. Professor Liaghat Takim from the McMaster University in Canada says, and I'm reading the back cover of this book, "This work is an invaluable resource that the general readers and the students of Islamic disciplines will benefit from." Dr. Fakhr Rouhani, thank you very much for writing this book. And thank you very much for your presence in the program. The teacher, which was about Allama Abdul Hussein Amini, may Allah bless his soul. And the magnum opus that he wrote, Al-Qadir, will remain, I think, during whole history of Islam and the Shia Islam, and the coming generation will benefit from him and the other books of Allama Abdul Hussein Amini. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, thank you much too, brother.
You're welcome.
It was very kind of you. Beautiful information and fruitful discussion by you and Dr. Mohammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher, which was about Allama Abdul Hussein Amini, the author of the magnum opus, Al-Qadir. Visit our website at parstudio.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also our YouTube channel, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Mu'allim.